It's very different weather from a year ago when it got super hot before June was even over. And June is over. Let's get our bearings on the month and the holiday just ahead of us. Here's our musical kickoff for First Friday Arts featuring Khalees. I don't want to come down, 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 says the other voice. The mood is high as we start July with good weather and a full slate of arts events around the region planned for the month ahead. In this, our First Friday Arts segment, we invite arts organizations across our vast region to call with news of those arts events. There is a phone line open at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. If you would like to get on the email list for First Friday Arts to get an invite before of all these, these events, join us with that at jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go to the list, though, and welcome to the phone, Steve and Eugene at New Zone Gallery. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. That was quite the 4th of July kickoff. I'd like to say good morning to all the fans of Jeffrey Public Radio Land, and we are the New Zone Gallery, located at 110 East 11th at the corner of 11th and Oak in Eugene, Oregon, in our beautiful space. This month, our opening reception for our July shows will be featured artists will be myself with the Imaginary of Steamworks R&D Labs. This will be a collection of interactive kinetic steampunk, diesel punk, atomic punk artwork. They'll have on display. All of them do all kinds of different things, from stamp out dog tags and steampunk medical apparatuses to computers and musical instruments and fortune tellers. So come on out to see that. Our spotlight artist will be Will Mitchell. His show is Undress. Will is also the moderator for our live drawing sessions that we have every Wednesday night in the Klausmeier Room. We'll have Ralph Huber, Sandy Sanders, and Asante Riverwind. They'll have a collaboration show, take on the track and field championships that are coming up here pretty soon. And Eugene, we want to wish Asante Riverwind well. He just had open heart surgery yesterday, so wish him well. And then we'll also have a show about the championship trials that are coming up in a couple weeks. So we have lots going on. We'll have also the opening receptionist tonight. Starts at 5:30. We'll have music by a roving accordion who also plays piano. His name is Rich. Can't forget his last name. Sorry about that, Rich. And then we have beverages from Manifest and Brewery and Sundance Wine Cellars. So again, enjoy this wonderful weekend. The greatest nation, USA, go. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much, Steve. Always good to hear from you, Steve, from New Zone Gallery in Eugene here on First Friday Arts. Couple of phone lines available right now if you want to call in to plug an arts event coming in your corner of the region. And this can include 4th of July events, too. A lot of things happening for the 4th of July Independence Day celebration that haven't happened in a couple of years, like large-scale parades and things like that. Plug those as well at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or send an email to, email to get on the phone list at jx@jeffnet.org. Hyla in Grants Pass from the Museum of Arts, Grants Pass Museum of Arts. Welcome back to the Exchange on First Friday.
Thanks, Jeffrey. So I have lots of good, exciting things to talk about. Our exhibit, which is ongoing until July 22nd, is called Aloft, and it's art quilts from around the world, and they are absolutely stunning. They're not the kind of quilts you put on your bed that Grandma used to make. They're unbelievable, actually, and people are coming from all around because they're amazing. So that's open. We're open from 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, except tonight we're open from 5 to 8 for First Friday. And then tonight for First Friday, the museum has mountain blossom bees outside in the front. They're going to have an observation hive so you can watch what bees do in their hive. You can find the queen. She's got a little yellow dot on her back. And then we're going to do honey tasting, which is really interesting because different kinds of honeys taste different. I had no idea. It's like wine tasting only better.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of crazy how many different varieties of honey there can be.
I know. It's crazy. And I love it. So that's fun. We have tons of workshops that have been filled in for the summer for kids. They're going to run from July 12th until August 25th. They're in the afternoons from 1 to 3, and they're 7 and up, age 7 and up, and they're $15 each, and there's a huge assortment, so there's absolutely something that anyone can find that would be fun. We also have one more workshop till the end of July for adults, and that's how to paint trees on July 16th with Kristen O'Neill, which is really going to be fun. Then we have Second Friday Poetry Night next Friday, and the optional theme for that is liquid poetry. This is something that's been going on for many, many years, and lots of people come and just enjoy sharing.
And how often do people stick to the suggested theme?
Depends on the theme. I think this time it's going to be quite popular because it's so weird. So when I looked up Google pictures for liquid poetry, I got a whole bunch of water. So we'll see. I have no idea. It'll be interesting to find out. Then we have Gallery One downstairs, and we have over 60 local artists that are in Gallery One. Everything from baskets to jewelry to paintings to you name it. And tonight, Susan Paul Williams, who's the featured artist for the month, will be demonstrating pottery throwing in front of the gallery. And then her husband, Michael Tilton Williams, is a photographer, and so there'll be a lot of his books out to look at and for sale. Then the last, I have to tell you our website because that's important, gpmuseum.com. And from there, you can sign up for all these different things. You can find out more. And we're in between 4th and 5th on G Street in downtown Grants Pass in a building that was built in 1905. It's all brick, so people like to come. And it's cool upstairs. So if it's 100 degrees outside, which it was last week, we're a good place to come. We also have a big art library, and you can come and sit and look at books. And if you're a member, you can take books home. So that's kind of a plus to be a member. A little plug there. So then I sent you a clip because on July 14th, we have Dana Hubbard from Freedom, California, as part of our music series. So I guess it's time for you to play it, huh?
Let's hear a little Dana Hubbard doing Lightning's Cadillac.
Blackest night I've ever seen in Texas. I can't even see my feet walking on the ground. Right now I visualize myself to be in some other way. Where am I? Bright lights of Houston, driving Lightning's Cadillac.
Wow, that guy can handle a guitar.
Yeah, I think that's a toe tapper, but you know, it's up to anybody's opinion. So it's July 14th. The doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $20. All the money goes to the musician, and we want to fill the room so he makes lots of money because he's an independent musician. So it's great.
All right, and so all kinds of things happening at Grants Pass Museum of Art. Give the website once again.
gpmuseum.com.
Okay, and we've already linked that at the First Friday page on jeffexchange.org, so you got a couple different places of exposure. Hyla, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Me too.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open now at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. We turn now to Brian at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning and happy July.
Happy July.
So we are excited. We have just 2 weekends left of our summer musical, Honeymoon in Vegas. This is a great show based on the hit 1992 film. It's a hilarious new musical, centers on a very unusual love triangle, featuring an incredible new score by Tony Award-winning composer Jason Robert Brown. It stars Lauren Panter, Cody Pettit, and Paul Koska, who also directed the show. Plus, we have a bunch of skydiving Elvises, so that's worth the price of admission right there.
I was just remembering the skydiving Elvises from our last conversation.
It's great. It's a great scene. As I said, it only runs a couple of more weekends. We close this next Sunday, July the 10th. Following that, we have Spotlight on Joni Mitchell. That opens August 4th, runs pretty much the whole month. and it stars Julia Holden Hunkins. And this is an incredible story because Julia started her acting career on our Camelot stage at the age of 9 when she was in our student conservatory program. She went off to college, and she graduated a few years ago with a Bachelor in Fine Arts in Theater, and now she's back on our stage in August to perform some of Joni Mitchell's biggest songs, including Big Yellow Taxi, Chelsea Morning, and Both Sides Now, which was the song that was performed in the Academy Award-winning movie Coda earlier this year. Again, spotlight on Joni Mitchell with Julia Holden Hunkins, August 4th through the 28th. We'll follow that with Catch Me If You Can, based on the movie with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. That's in September. And we will close our season with Matilda, the musical, on November 23rd. For tickets and more information on all of our shows, you can visit our website. That's CamelotTheater.org, and that's theater with an R-E. You can also call our box office at 541-535-5250. And I brought a clip, Jeff.
You did indeed. So here's a clip from Honeymoon in Vegas called When You Say Vegas.
When you say Vegas, you're saying love, you're saying diamond rings and all the things that little girls dream of. You're hearing bells go ring ding ding for me and you in Las Vegas, the land where dreams come true.
Who is that singing?
So that is Zach Wentworth, who I know by...
Oh, Zach, yeah, I was in Camelot with him. Yeah, he's a good singer. Yeah,
exactly. He's an incredible singer. He plays Buddy Rocky, one of my favorite characters in the show. He's a very cheesy, Wayne Newton-like character, completely over the top, and Zach is just a phenomenal performer. So he's in the show again with Lauren Panter, Cody Pettit, and Paul Koska. And Honeymoon in Vegas, just 2 weekends left to catch the show. We will close next Sunday, July the 10th.
Okay, all kinds of fun stuff going on at the Camelot in Talent. And it's funny, this is one of the years you actually had Camelot at Camelot.
We did.
All right,
did,
Brian, yeah. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open now for you to plug arts events in your corner of the region. 800-838-3760. 800-838-3760. Next up is Susan from Collaborative Theater Project in Medford. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great. We're really excited because next week we will be opening our Don Quixote, and this is not Men of La Mancha, it's not the musical, but it is based on Miguel de Cervantes' 2 novels. I don't know if everybody knows that there were actually 2 books written. The first act is based on the 1605 novel, and the second act is based on his 1615 sequel. So it's the complete adventure of Don Quixote, and it's performed somewhat bilingually. We've got a lot of Spanish in it, but not so much that people won't understand, because the script is written that the Spanish is rendered into English or the English is rendered into Spanish, so it's really fun to work with it this way. And that runs July 7th through July 31st. We have Thursday, Friday, Saturday night performances and Sunday matinees. We have the added bonus, and it's just absolutely breathtakingly lovely, of having Grant Ruiz, who is a classical Spanish guitarist. He will be performing live. He's been our music director throughout this, and he's performing live for all the performances. So you'll get a taste of 17th century Spain through the music and through some dancing and song. So even though it's not a musical, it's very music-centric, and we're just having a ball with it.
Sounds like a great time. Okay, and we have links to your website as well from ctpmedford.org, is it?
Yes, it's www.ctpmedford.org, and we have an online ticketing platform that you can access through the website, or you can call our box office at 541-779-1055, and we'll be happy to seat you for this wonderful romp through La Mancha.
Okay, sounds fun. Collaborative Theater Project in Medford. Susan, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You bet. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone lines available now at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. If you don't have something to plug this time, but you do want to be included in the email that we send out to, there are so many arts organizations, I actually have to prune the list because there are some dead links there. But if you want to get on the e-blast list for First Friday Arts, send a message to jx@jeffnet.org and I'll pick it up and put you on the list. Meantime, we turn to Mike in Jacksonville at the Brit Festival. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're kicking things off quite well. We're continuing with the final weekend of the Brit Festival orchestra season. Again, it's our 60th anniversary, and we've been having just a wonderful season all the way around. Tonight,
moving it to June was really helpful, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was very helpful, temperature-wise and everything. Sure, we had a little rain, we had a little bit of heat, but it's much better than what we've experienced in the past few years.
Okay.
So this evening, we're kicking it off with Tessa Lark, a violinist, who will be performing, I'm trying to remember the piece. It's a Bernstein piece called Serenade After Plato's Symposium. We also have some Gabriel Kahane and Dvorak on the ticket. And then Sunday night will be the final concert for the Brit Festival Orchestra season. In this case, we have a different kind of soloist because it's actually 10 people. It's a timba band called People of Earth, and they will be performing a newly commissioned work called Tentacion by Daphnis Prieto. We also have Ravel, Gershwin's Cuban Overture. It's going to be a night where I think people are going to be dancing at the orchestra.
I believe it. You know, I have continued to fail in my duty of letting people know that there are pre-show interviews for a lot of the classical shows, including one I did last Friday with Devon Tynes, who was magnificent both as an interviewee and as a singer. But Don Matthews will be interviewing Tessa Lark and Gabriel Kahane tonight. Is that still the plan?
That's my understanding. And yes, those happen at 7 o'clock. An hour before the show starts, so it gives you a little time to get settled in, listen to the pre-show talk, and then go find your seat.
Okay, so the orchestra done on Sunday, and then you got more things coming up the rest of July, I would presume.
Oh boy, do we ever. We start off, we're returning with our Brit Presents series of popular music and comedy acts, and we kick that off on July 7th with Jason Mraz and Raining Jane. Raining Jane has been a member of Jason's band for a long time, but she's doing a set of her own to open the concert up. And I'm looking forward to that. It's just going to be a great night. It's also getting very close to sold out. So if you want to see Jason Mraz, don't wait around to get your tickets. Then I'm just going to kind of whip through this really quickly.
Sure.
July 12th, Happy Together Tour, 60s bands, the Turtles, and a whole bunch of other bands that just do a great thing. It's a little bit later show because we have a fundraiser that night. Camp is on Wednesday, July 13th, more in the folk realm. Old Crow Medicine Show, which is kind of a old-timey music and new-timey rock and roll mixture. That'll be July 16th, looking at the wrong thing here. Nate Bargatze, a really great comedian, on July 17th. One Night of Queen, starring Gary Mullen and the Works. This is a Queen tribute band. It's the best one in the world, as I understand it. July 22nd. Leanne Rimes, for those of you who are into the popular music country kind of blend, that'll be July 23rd. Michael Franti and Spearhead. I don't need to introduce who he is. He comes back every year. July 24th. And then on July 31st, Dark Star Orchestra, they perform a full night of Grateful Dead tunes, oftentimes replaying a full concert from note for note.
Wow. Not the long jams, I presume, but...
Well, I'm not sure. You know, of course, we have time limits at Brit, but
right.
For the most part, my understanding is they break down the set list from a specific date in the 70s or 60s,
wow.
And then they perform it.
It's just crazy how many people have cassette tapes from way back when of Grateful Dead,
yeah,
concerts, because they never discourage people from recording them. And it's just there are just years of recordings out there for Grateful Dead concerts. That's amazing. So, wow, what a great,
yeah,
list, as always, at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville. Mike, always good to hear from you.
Yep, yep. And make sure to go to britfest.org to get your tickets.
You bet. Also linked at our website from the First Friday listing at jeffexchange.org. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you, Michael. Let's turn now to the folks at the Ashland Gallery Association.
Hey, everyone. Happy First Friday. It's Paige Gerhardt here, administrator and marketing coordinator at the Ashland Gallery Association. I'm super thrilled to share a diverse array of wonderful art opportunities this month, all of which are included in tonight's First Friday Art Walk. This month's exhibition at Ashland Artworks includes sculptures by Ellen Babcock and handmade jewelry by Elizabeth Ellingson. With a sincere interest in repurposing, Ellen intuitively selects objects with a unique expression of their own and skillfully assembles them into a unified, balanced, and intelligent whole. Alternatively, Elizabeth handcrafts all of her jewelry while merging captivating and abstract compositions that are found in her stones, combined with the strong elegance of sterling silver. Join Art and Soul Ashland as they feature oil paintings and pastels by Suzanne Leslie. Known for her bold use of color and loose impressionistic style, Suzanne enjoys painting landscapes of the Pacific Northwest and scenes from her travels around the world. And while you're out and about, join Studio 151 as they feature oil paintings by Marilyn Briggs. Referencing abstract landscapes with moons since graduate school, Marilyn's new paintings suggest previously unknown planets in pastel pigmentations with both natural and aerial views. Please keep in mind that Studio 151 is open by appointment only, with the exception of First Friday Art Walk, where they will be open from 5 to 7. And last but not least, this month's exhibition at Hanson Howard Gallery includes ceramics by P. Dews and paintings by Robert Koch. Both bringing imagined and often eccentric scenarios to life, in this world, the lines between animals and humans blur, while fiction and...
Oh, that thing again. Transferring files across our network causes files to sometimes just crap out partway through. I'm really getting tired of it, and I've already talked to the chief engineer about it. But there we go. Thank you, Jessica, for providing that, Paige for providing that in advance. Jessica in Ashland, I will put you on the air knowing that a break is a minute away, so we're going to have to take this across the break. But start us off. What's going on?
It's going to be pretty quick, Jeff. I'm just letting everybody know that Barry Craft will be reading the Declaration of Independence in the band shell at Lithia Park on Monday, July 4th, following the parade. And it's free, and he'll be dressed up as Thomas Jefferson, and he'll be trying to rouse the crowd to stand on their feet and rebel like they did way back when.
Yeah, kind of a different mood about Independence Day this year for a lot of people, isn't there?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Okay, so that is the part of the 4th of July celebration, and the parade and everything is back this year, right?
Yeah, the parade's back. But Barry used to recite the Declaration after the band played, but he's doing it before.
Jessica and Ashlyn, you still there with me?
I am, Jeff. Would I hang up on you? I don't think so.
No, you wouldn't, I guess. So I just want to get straight. The difference with Barry Craft doing the Declaration of Independence at the Ashland 4th of July celebration is when, where, in relation to parade and everything else?
Yeah, the parade usually, the way they explain it to us at the chamber is that there are fewer people having floats and marching in the parade, walking in the parade. So the parade will end earlier, and Barry was determined to do the Declaration before the Gettysburg Address because that's the way it was written, and he's always been after. So the way they worked it at the chamber was to put Barry before the band, then the band plays, then Lincoln with the Gettysburg Address goes after that. So Barry used to go after him in the afternoon. Now he's going before the band at noon.
Okay, at noon. Barry Craft reading the Declaration of Independence noon. As part of the 4th of July celebration in Ashland, which is back in, not quite full force, but certainly back with all of its traditional offerings this year. Jessica, thanks so much for sharing that with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome, Jeff. Lovely to speak to you and hear you.
All right, take care. That will do it for First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We close as we began with this time a chance for Kalise to spread her wings on the 4th of July. Check out the video on YouTube. The sparklers can't start fires there.
Think I need you, never seem to, but I'm living.